Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Dark Side Jungle intro in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: make the listener feel like they've stepped into a shadowy space before the drop even lands. This is an intermediate arrangement lesson, so we're not just looping a break and hoping for the best. We're going to think like a DJ and think like an arranger. That means color coding, clean track organization, smart layering, and using contrast to make the intro feel alive. The vibe here is dark, tense, and DJ-friendly, with enough movement to pull people in, but not so much that we give the whole tune away too early. Start by setting your tempo in the dark jungle and drum and bass range, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a sweet spot, 172 BPM is a solid choice. Then build a simple track layout, one main breakbeat track, maybe a second percussion or top loop track, a bass or sub-track, an atmosphere track, and return tracks for reverb and delay. If you like to stay organized, color your group so the drums are one color, bass another, atmospheres another, and effects another. That may sound like a small detail, but when you're making decisions fast, visual clarity helps you shape the tension faster. Now let's get the core identity right. The breakbeat. In jungle, the break is the personality of the track. Load a break into simpler, or chop it into a drum rack if you want more direct control over the slices. Pick something with character, like an Amen-style break or any dusty break with nice snare weight and ghost notes. You want movement. You want little imperfections. You want it to feel alive even before the rest of the track comes in. If you're in simpler, use beats mode. Keep the transient preservation high so the attack stays punchy, and loop a one or two bar phrase. Then build a pattern that has a kick and snare backbone, some ghost notes in between, and a few intentional gaps. Those gaps matter. In a dark intro, unfinished is good. Empty space creates pressure. It gives the drums room to breathe and makes the next hit feel stronger. Once the break is working, route it to a drum bus or group and do your shaping there instead of over-editing individual hits. On the drum group, start with EQ8 and cut the very lowest rumble, usually below 25 to 38Z. Add a little saturator for grit, but keep it tasteful. Then use compressor for gentle glue, not smash. You want the break to stay sharp and forward. If it starts sounding flat, back off the compression or reduce the drive. The energy should feel rattling and gritty, not crushed. A nice move here is to automate the drum group's high-pass filter over the first 16 bars. Start the intro a little more narrow and murky, then gradually open it up, so the drums gain more body by the time the listener is settled in. That creates movement without needing a giant fill every 8 bars. Next, build the bass tees. The intro should hint at the low-end personality, not fully reveal it. A simple mono sub from operator works great here. Use a sine wave, keep it clean, and let it answer the break sparingly. Short notes, a few held notes, maybe one or two little responses to the snare phrasing. The key is restraint. This is about tension. Not a full bass drop yet. Keep the sub mono with utility, and if you want a mid bass or res hint, split the job. Let the sub stay boring and focused, and let the mid bass carry the motion. A filtered wavetable or analog layer works well for this. Detune it a little for that res edge, then run it through auto filter, and keep the cutoff low, somewhere in the rough 150 to 400 Hz zone for the intro. You're not trying to fully open it. You're just making the listener feel something larger underneath. Now make the drums and bass talk to each other. This is where the intro starts to feel like a conversation instead of a loop. Let the break hit, then let the bass answer just after the snare. Add a tiny fill every 4 or 8 bars. Use shorter notes for nervous, percussive movement, and longer notes when you want more weight. That contrast is powerful. In dark jungle, the bass often feels stronger when it's not constantly present. If you want more aggression, add a little saturation or overdrive to the bass layer, but keep the sub untouched. Again, the sub should stay clean and mono. The distortion belongs in the harmonics, not the foundation. You can also automate a narrow filter movement or a subtle growl sweep for extra unease. Keep it controlled. This is not the moment to show off every sound design trick you know. The intro should hint, not explain. Now let's put the room around the drums. A dark intro needs atmosphere. Add one or two texture layers, such as vinyl noise, a low drone, a reversed break fragment, or a metallic ambience. High-pass those textures so they don't fight the groove. Then use reverb and echo on sends instead of drowning every track in effects. That keeps the mix cleaner and helps everything feel like it exists in the same space. Think of the atmosphere like fog. It should roll in behind the drums, not sit on top of them. A good trick is to automate a texture from barely audible to slightly more present over 16 bars. You can also place a reversed cymbal or reversed break hit into a transition point, like the end of bar 8 or bar 16, to create that sucking, vacuum-like pull into the next phrase. At this stage, start automating energy in layers. Don't rely only on volume. Use filter cutoff, reverb send, echo feedback, utility gain, and saturation dry/wet as your main tension tools. For example, the first 8 bars can stay murky and narrow. Then in bars 9 to 16, open the filter a bit and increase ambience on snare accents. In bars 17 to 24, bring in a little more drum brightness or a small bass fill. Then in bars 25 to 32, strip some elements back again so the drop has room to hit. That contrast is what makes the release feel inevitable. A dark side intro works best when it feels like a DJ tool. That means clean phrasing, clear sections, and enough space for mixing. Think in 8-bar chunks. Bars 1 to 8 establish the mood. Bars 9 to 16 add detail and hint at power. Bars 17 to 24 bring in more urgency. Bars 25 to 32 prepare the transition, either with a stop, a riser, or a final tension move before the main section lands. Keep the first part of the intro mix friendly. Don't overload the low end too soon. Don't open every filter right away. Let the listener get oriented, then gradually turn the screws. If the drop later comes in with a big reese and break smash, the intro should preview that energy with a filtered version of the bass and a break pattern that already hints at the groove. That way the drop feels like a payoff, not a totally new idea. A few important things to watch out for: don't stack too many layers too early, don't overprocess the break until it loses its snap, don't let the low end get muddy, and don't let the atmosphere cover up the drum articulation. Also, remember that repeats should mutate. Every few bars, change something tiny. A filter position, a ghost note, a delay throw, a snare accent. Those little changes are what keep the intro moving. If you want to push the idea further, try a halftime shadow intro where the first 8 bars feel almost like halftime, then the jungle momentum gradually wakes up. Or try a negative space intro where 1 or 2 bars leave almost nothing but atmosphere and a bass swell. You can also layer 2 breaks with different jobs, one for body and groove, one for top end chatter and movement. That can make the intro feel richer without cluttering the low end. Here's a useful challenge: build a 16-bar sketch with 1 break, 1 mono sub line with only a few notes, 1 atmosphere layer, and at least 2 automations. Make the first 4 bars sparse and murky, then add rhythmic detail, then bass tease, then pre-drop energy. If you can make that feel like the front half of a real tune, you're on the right path. So the big takeaway is this: a dark side jungle intro is not just an opener, it's a setup. It establishes groove, hints at bass identity, and creates contrast so the drop feels huge. Use Ableton Live 12 tools like Simpler, Drum Rack, Auto Filter, Saturator, EQ8, Compressor, Utility, Reverb, and Echo to shape the mood. Keep the sub clean, keep the drums readable, and let the atmosphere work in the background. The best dark intro doesn't reveal everything. It suggests the drop and makes the release feel unavoidable. All right, let's dive in and build that shadowy energy.